We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
A new book of photography and text documents and celebrates the barns of Illinois. There are all manner of barns in our state, some worn and weathered, others well preserved. They come in a number of shapes and sizes. Larry Canfer is the photographer. His wife, Elena, a writer, has provided the text. The title of this new collection is Barns of Illinois. The publisher is the University of Illinois Press. And I'm pleased to have Elena and Larry as my guests this afternoon here on the program. Good afternoon.
Hi, Celeste.
So barns, it seems, really spark our imaginations and our emotions. As you worked on this project, did you come to understand why so many of us feel connected to barns?
That was actually part of the reason we did this, is why is it that people get so excited? You know, whether you live in a city or you grew up on a farm, or and I think it speaks to the feeling of, well, people will say nostalgia, but it really is, people look at the barns and they understand, I think they understand the ingenuity, the hard work, you know, what generations have put into the independence. You look at a barn, you think of, you know, here's someone building, or with the delicate balance with community, working with them to build this not out of a box barn.
Yeah. Elena, they also serve as landmarks both on the land and within families, historical landmarks.
Yeah, I think Larry touched on it a little bit when you say that when people look at a barn or look at a photograph of a barn, it evokes, if they grew up in a rural area, lots of personal memories that tie them back to their grandparents, to growing up, to being a child playing in the hayloft, to losing their favorite kitten because a cow sat on it. But if you grew up in a city too, I think it's sort of a longing for a strong connection to the past, and maybe even a little bit more of this being tied to the land and working with your hands more and relying on your own independence.
Were the owners of these barns pleased that you selected them to photograph their barns?
They were really excited, and I think we saw that too in when we had when the book first, as it just came out, we've seen them. They've come to the launch party, and they get so excited about, well, I'm page number 100, and someone else would introduce themselves as page number 73, and there was so much pride in that, and being able to share their stories, the history of what my grandfather built with his own hands, to someone else who might have learned about life and death in a particular barn.
Yeah. One old, beautiful barn here in Champaign County is the Shadeland Barn. What can you tell us about that barn?
Well, that's the Grace Farm on North Route 45 on the way to Rantoul. And in that has the distinction of having the highest milk fat production in 1925. And, you know, here, right here in Champaign County, we have our...
And that barn, too, is interesting as... I didn't go with Larry to photograph the barns. I would talk to a lot of the people on the phone ahead of time, learn the stories, and then Larry would go out and try and photograph it to demonstrate the story. And there's a set of barns that are absolutely gorgeous architecturally in the western part of the state, and there's a section in the book devoted to them. But the Grace Farm, the Shadeland Barn, is one of the most well-maintained barns in the state that we've seen. It's beautiful.
Yeah. What leads a family to preserve a barn?
One of the things... I mean, they are becoming a little... The older barns are becoming a little obsolete in that you can't put a combine in them.
Right.
And they're very expensive. Yeah. Putting a new roof might be $20,000. We asked that of the Lions with the fish hatchery. They put a fish hatchery into a barn. They totally renovated the barn. They put in electrical. And I asked them, I said, why don't you just tear it down and put a, you know, build yourself a real fish hatchery here? And they said, why would I tear something down that my grandfather mm-hmm. built with his own hands? So it really comes down to the preservation of the memories and the really respecting.
There's a gal who she's moved around quite a bit, Dottie Williams out west central Illinois, and she doesn't own her own farm right now, but she has three boulders that were part of the foundation of her grandfather's barn. And she, 20 times she's moved, she lugs those big boulders around with her and puts them along her driveway wherever she's living because she says, that's my only tie to my grandpa now that he's gone.
Really interesting. Well, my husband had an interesting response to one of the photos that appears early in the book. The book fell open and he said, I know what this place smells like. And he's a guy who really loves wood. And here is some very well-worn wood. And Larry, would you describe it for us?
Yeah, that's in the Gerdes farm. And this was the stanchions where the horses were. They just were worn.
Yeah.
The wood has been worn over years and years and years. And this was a barn that was falling apart. And Steve Gerdes, years and years after seeing this as a little boy, came back, purchased the barn, and renovated it because he loved what it stood for, and kept the wood and kept the interior. And it's the light is so beautiful inside. When you walk into a barn, it's like going to the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it's like a whole another world of magic, only separated by this small, you know, a very small wall from, you know, the elements.
Yeah.
And so it really is. It's kind of neat to discover that.
And the photograph is so soft. I mean that in terms of color and texture. Mm. I can feel the textures in this space.
The light is so soft in there,
and
it comes in. And really, when you walk, when I was in the barns, I was alone most of the time, and you could feel all that happened. And these, you could feel what, you know, so many things have happened. People have learned about work and play and life and death in these barns. And so you could kind of sense that, I think, when you see that either well-worn wood or graffiti on the walls.
What's the oldest surviving barn in Illinois? Do we know?
Well, the oldest one we found was in Saline County. Well, there was Saline County and up near Galena. There was
around 1830s?
Yeah.
Around the 1830s.
Yeah,
there might have been some older ones, but it was hard. We were hard-pressed to find them a little older than that, around 1830s.
Yeah. There are people who organize barn tours from time to time. Mm. What's that like, and how does someone who's interested in barns find out about those events?
Well, there's the barn groups in different counties.
The McLean County Barn Keepers Organization is very strong, one of the strongest in the state, actually, because what we found is, in fact, as we were researching about barns, we were trying to be really organized and analytical about responding to people who are submitting stories, and one day we got an email that said, blah, 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 we've got a barn that was put together with, you know, pegs instead of nails. We had quite a few like that. And there was a rumor that it had been built on cemetery stones. And they said, we'll find out if that's true because in a day or two we're going to have to tear down the barn. And so Larry rushed out. And after that, the whole project sort of snowballed in that there was an essence of timing. Barns are disappearing around the state. The cover barn blew down in a windstorm just shortly after Larry photographed it.
It was on the National Historic Register. And it was like losing a member of the family as the last person that lived with.
But
Illinois Barn Alliance
is another
big one.
So I imagine as we're coming up into the holiday season and people are thinking about loved ones who might love a book about history, or barns, the countryside, architecture. Have you got some special events planned where people can find you in the books and have them signed?
We do. We have actually coming this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at the gallery in Champaign at the Larry Canfor Gallery. We're having book signing, and that's a big event, an exhibit with the artwork.
We also have a book signing at the Illini Union Bookstore this Saturday. And then this Monday night, November 16th, we'll be giving a presentation to the Barnkeepers Group, many of whom were very instrumental in learning about the barns and understanding their importance. We'll be presenting over to the Barnkeepers Group in McLean County. And then Larry has a signing at the Barnes & Noble in Champaign in December 12th.
So call the gallery.
Oh, check our website.
Check the website.
We have all the events on the website, www.canfor.com.
Larry, Elena, thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste.
Larry is the photographer behind Barns of Illinois. Elena Canfor provided the text. The book Barns of Illinois is published by the University of Illinois Press.